Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. You know, the fishing season is only a week away now, and on this week's show, we're talking with Trent Hoff down at Hayward Bait and Bottle with some great information and tips of what's going on out there. And then we've got a great interview with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Pete Rich. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
By mandated guidelines, Hayward Power Sports is permitted to remain open and will. However, they'll be operating under reduced hours from 9 until 3, Monday through Saturday. With the health and safety of their customers and employees as priority one, they'll have a limited number of staff to comply with COVID-19 social distancing. They encourage setting up appointments for delivery and pickup of machines and respectfully ask that all tire kicking be done online at haywardpowersports.com. Please don't hesitate to reach out at 715-462-3600. As they remain dedicated to serving you and your outdoor needs. Hayward Power Sports thanks all their loyal customers.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering, right next to Cooper's Family Restaurant in Hayward. Well, folks, you know, the fishing season opener, the long-awaited opener, is fast approaching on us now, and if you don't have all your gear ready and everything ready to go, time is really getting short. Make sure that boat is ready to go and all your gear is ready. Get some new line on everything and all your lures out. Figure out what you're going to do and make a game plan for opening day. You know, we've had some good reports as to what's going on out there right now with the early ice out. There's some guys getting out doing some pan fishing. And a few guys bass fishing, you know, they are picking up a few walleyes by accident, just fishing for bass. So I think the walleyes are going to be pretty active, and I think we'll be looking at post-spawn walleyes and still shallow, but aggressive after the spawn. I had a chance to talk to Trent down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. It was a good report. So let's hear what he had to say, and we'll come back with more on your outdoors.
We're talking to Trent Hoff down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And Trent, you know, there are a few people getting out fishing here now that we're starting to get ice out of, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, John, we're seeing a lot of pan fishermen still, of course, because game fishing is still closed until the 1st. But and trout fishing has been real popular lately. People hitting up the, you know, Brule, the Great Lakes, Lake Superior, I mean. And there's been quite a bit of success. Of course, we've been hearing up on the big lake that water's high and it's a little dirty. So, you know, real dark colors or bright colors can be key in those conditions.
Are you hearing anything on anybody sucker fishing or anything in the rivers?
You know, we did about a week ago. There was a lot of guys out sucker fishing and producing decent fish, actually. Some good size to them. Yeah, there still are a few people getting out sucker fishing, but it does seem like it perhaps slowed down just a little bit here.
How about guys out after bass now that we can go after them legally, catch and release, you know, this time of year?
Well, you know, I love it. So I have been trying to get a line into a little bass fishing myself. However, just haven't seen it catch on just yet, being, you know, kind of the first year. Whether a lot of people are just unaware of it or if it's just the conditions, you know, the weather. I haven't seen a whole lot of bass fishermen, but, you know, this time of year can still be a really fun time. It's, you know, that pre-spawn, and this time of year they tend to be pretty hard, pretty fat with all that extra food they're bulking up on over now that the winter's over.
Yeah, you know, and actually smallmouth, they do tend to, we've talked about this lots of times on the radio, they do tend to bunch up, but they also are, you know, a little bit more aggressive, too.
Certainly. You know, with that fresh surge of oxygen now this year, I mean, again, ice is open, so they get that fresh oxygen. They're definitely going to be active and definitely feeding pretty heavy.
How about, turkey season? I know that'll be opening up here, and guys will be out there. Ours actually has opened on some ones, but...
Right, yeah. The youth season was April 12th, and then the first week for the main turkey hunt was 15th of April here, so it's in full swing, and there's been, I still see toms and turkeys every day on my way to and from work, so they're out there. We've been seeing hunters getting out there, and they seem to be strutting strong yet and calling. And actually, I wish I would have got a tag this year because, gosh, I wouldn't have had to put a lot of effort in, I can tell you that.
Well, I know you guys are kind of pretty busy in there, too, gearing up, putting a lot of new stuff up in there, right?
Oh, gosh, we got a lot of new items this year, over 1,000 new items. So we're going to have a lot that's new to see when you come in. And we will be opening the sport shop to the public on April 27th. So come on in if you need a license or if you just want to see what's new this year.
You bet. Right now you guys are open in the bottle shop. You can come in if you need bait or something. They'll get it. You'll get it for them too.
That's right, John. Yeah, we can still sell anything on the sport shop side. That is correct. We do have live bait here as well. So, we're still trying to do our best to get everybody what they need.
Well, talk about the fishing a little bit. The guys will want to get out after early panfish now that we're starting to get the lakes opening up. We're starting to get some warmer weather, and those fish will start to get up along the shallows. As soon as they can start, water temperature starts getting up there, you'll start seeing them fish move up shallow. And I don't know if you've had any reports of that yet or not.
Not so much as of just yet. There's been a few people that have been fishing from shore, but it does still seem like most of those fish are still holding up just a little deeper than what most of us can reach from shore.
You bet. Well, but you can actually get out if you're getting out in boats, and right now we're starting to get where we can get the boats out. And, that's the other thing, too, is we're not that far away from the fishing opener. Guys want to get their boats out, start thinking about making sure everything's running, going through stuff. But you guys got odds and ends there for boats, too, if you need something, whether it be, oil and anchors and this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, certainly. And it's always good to have maybe a little extra oil on hand if you need any of that stuff. Like you said, we got anchors and rope, and if for some reason we by chance don't have it in stock, we can always special order for you.
You bet. Well, it's interesting talking to you, and let's hope everybody gets through this COVID-19 thing. It's been a little bit inconvenient for a lot of people. I've always been telling people, buy your stuff locally. A lot of big urges to buy stuff online right now, but local shops really need the support right now. So, you guys, I know, got pretty much everything I need for the fishing season right there.
Oh yeah, and we've even been doing some curbside pickups. So if you don't want to come into the shop, you don't have to. We can make it a pickup for you. So, again, we're just trying to accommodate anyone, so that no one's getting left out.
Well, Trent, I want to thank you for coming on here.
Oh, you're welcome, John. Thank you.
Yeah, and let's hope everybody gets safe and gets out there and enjoys the outdoors.
Oh, yeah. Sooner than later, let's hope.
Well, folks, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that help make this show possible every week. And when we come back, we've got an interesting interview with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Pete Rich. So stay tuned, and we'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports provides you the ultimate fishing experience with Lund Boats. Lund's exclusive IPS hull provides precise boat control and a soft, dry ride, no matter how rough the water is. Add in Lund's state-of-the-art live wells, ultra-comfort seats, and ample storage, and you're ready to fish like a pro. Plus, Lund Boats hold their value like no other. I'm Johnny, and I want to show you the ultimate fishing experience with a Lund from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77. Or call us at 715-462-3674.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And on this part of the show, we're talking with one of the area guides, Pete Rich. You know, Pete's been on the flowage for a few years now, and he's been doing a lot of trolling for muskies, and he's also fishing for everything else. Let's hear what Pete had to say with an interesting interview. We talked to him the other night on the phone.
We're talking to Hayward Area Fishing Guide Pete Rich. And Pete, you know, it's been a really trying spring, I guess you'd call it. A lot of the stuff closed down with this COVID-19, and, you know, it's going to be kind of tough on the resorts and the guides and stuff, but you're still going to be able to get out there and fish.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's kind of been a double-edged sword. You know, if you kind of look at how the last couple springs have been, I mean, what have our ice outs been the last 2 years? You know, the week before opener this year, we've got open water now. I was just down by my mom's place checking it for her down on Windigo, and the lake's wide open, and you know, so it's kind of a bit of a tease. But you know, for the people that are here, fish should be ready to roll come opener. I know water's open. I'm sure some walleye are running and spawning on some lakes. We should get some nice post spawn bites, and be excited to get out there once we can.
Well, you know, and going into the pre-spawn, I mean, right now even, we've got the opportunity to go fish smallmouth bass, and, you know, that's a very viable option even before the opener if you can get out there, because they'll bite if you can find them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to be honest with you, I've been so wrapped up with being quarantined with a five-year-old that I completely forgot that you could do that.
Yeah, you know, and that's an option. So basically, you know, you got all that, and then, you know, you heard anything on the Chippewa flowage as far as the ice out there at all?
I know Tatum and Tyler Treeland were out driving around, and I talked to Tyler the other day, and he said that from Treeland they could get through Moss Creek out by Big Timber Island. I think there was kind of the way the ice sheet had moved, you could even get out as far as Eagle's Nest. So, you know, with the wind we had today and yesterday, I would assume some ice is breaking up, and we got some real nice weather. My plan was to take the boat for a spin out there next week and kind of do some side imaging, see if crappie are kind of starting to stage out in front of some of the bays and stuff like that.
I know you're running that side imaging and hummingbird stuff too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, that stuff is unreal. I mean, people that are out crappies, especially this time of the year, that's one tool that's really good, because when the crappies, once they move up real shallow, they're fairly easy to find. You can use your eyeballs to find them sometimes, but when they stage just outside of there, and they'll be down near the bottom, but then they'll start coming up off the bottom as that surface temperature warms up a little bit, and boy, once they come off that bottom just a little bit, or even when they're on the bottom, but for sure once they come up off the bottom, they're so easy to find with that side imaging. It's ridiculous.
They really are. You know, that's something I do some schools, and whether it's schools we host in southern Wisconsin or the one we do up here on the Chippewa flowage in the fall, you know, we highlight side imaging. You know, we have parts of every seminar that are dead. Now, those are muskie schools, but it's still, you know, the muskies are going to go where the food is. So it's really probably the best invention we've ever had in fishing since the invention of the sonar. I mean, it's literally giving you the opportunity to see everything that's happening below you. And I've talked with a lot of guys at some of these seminars, we talk about is you know, using the side imaging even before you start fishing is, you know, I'm going to spend the first hour of my day scouting. You know, if I come across something that looks perfect, all right, well, then I'm just going to stop and fish. But I very rarely, you know, unless I have the fish completely dialed in, I very rarely just go to a spot and start fishing. I'm going to go to a spot, see if they're there. If they're there, we'll start fishing. If they're not, I'm going to check different types of structures to see what type of structure is holding the food that the muskies might be keying in on, or in the spring right now, the type of structure the crappies might be staging on, you know, prior to moving into these spawning areas.
Well, you know, when I was in the Navy back in the 60s, I actually was a sonar tech, so I kind of understand this equipment, how it works. And, you know, even back when I started guiding and stuff, I understood the sonar and the locators. They weren't what we got today, but, you know, I always had this weird feeling. If I go out and I start looking for fish with my sonar, I knew I could find them. But if I'm driving around, are these people going to think I'm lost out here and I don't know what this guy knows? This guy doesn't know what he's doing. So I didn't do it a lot until, you know, I interviewed a lot of pro walleye tournament guys during all the years I've been doing radio. And virtually every one of them, the man says, we don't fish until we find the fish with the sonar. And I understand that because I'll tell you what, it doesn't lie to you. Once you understand it, you can find a lot of stuff out there that you'd never know.
Oh, that's incredible. You know, speaking of the Chippewa flowage, you know, just aside from the advantage you can get from knowing where the fish are, like driving around a lake that is that intricate. Like, I thought I knew the Chip prior to trolling opening up for muskies, or I guess for anything, but prior to the trolling opening up, I really thought I knew the Chip. You start trolling 4 miles an hour, 10 hours a day, and looking at side imaging for basically 40 miles of lake every day, is incredible what that lake has to offer. And, you know, I get so wrapped up with muskies come like late June and early July that I do very little other fishing. But once like summertime gets here and I'm trolling for muskies during the middle of the summer, every single day, I also feel like because I'm looking at so much of the lake, I can tell you where all the perch schools are on the Chip. I can tell you where the crappie schools are on the Chip. I can tell you where, you know, the walleyes are staging up and kind of mixing in with those things. It's incredible when you just pay attention to it. And you said it just a minute ago, is once you understand what you're looking at, it's not a light switch. You don't just get side imaging and drive around and go, oh, hey, yeah, those are crappie, and look at that, that's a stump. It literally takes time to, like, just become confident. You know, one thing is, like, if you're riding around with the kids and you're taking them for a boat ride, flip on your side image and get used to it. You know, just have that on as much as possible, whether you're fishing or just out enjoying it, to really take that time to get to understand what you're seeing. Because once you do, then, like, all of a sudden the light does switch and it's like, oh my God, that's what that is, that's what that is, and that's what that is. And once you can use that, you just understand what you're doing so much better because you have basically eyes under the water.
Well, folks, you know we're going to have to take another break and hear from more of the fine sponsors that help bring their show and make it possible every week. Especially during these tough times, you want to support these sponsors. Anyway, let's take that break and we'll come back with the second part of that interview with Pete. Carlson Motorsports is Hayward's newest auto dealership. If you're looking for a used vehicle, stop in today. Carlson Motorsports is located just north of the intersection of Highway 63 and 77 on Windrose Lane. Give them a call today at 715-634-1347.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And you know, we're going to jump right back into the second part of the interview with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Pete Rich.
Well, you know, a lot of times, too, people used to like to go out there in the spring, easier to find the crappies, for instance. They'd be up shallow, and they're easier to find it. And then they kind of figured out how to catch them in the fall. And nobody kind of messed with them in the summertime. But, you know, in summertime is actually my favorite time to go after them because I can find them real quick with that electronics. And you know, and you take that and you add in things like spot lock with the Minnekotas now, it changes. It's a whole game changer in how you fish for these panfish.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's It's funny because I feel the same way like about almost everything during the middle of summer. Like, people want to go boating and do all that, but I mean, you know, as long as water temperatures are, you know, relatively safe, you know, as far as temperature wise, all fish get condensed and they get very, very, very predictable. And, you know, I can, while you were talking about, you know, middle of summer crappie, I can think of, you know, like on the flowage, like when my musky trolling bite is like mostly dialed in, a lot of those things is I'm going over the same, it's always 13 to 18 foot sand points, maybe a little bit of gravel on them. You'll see a pile of crappie. I'll go past when all of a sudden I get ripped and pick up a, you know, usually pick up a pretty nice musky off of that. But it's incredible how predictable those crappie become in the middle of the summer. And they're not just in some areas on the lake, they are suspended. A lot of it, you know, especially on the east side, is like right adjacent to the river and like that 18 to 13 foot range. And it's a really cool structure that a lot of people don't know out there.
Oh yeah, you know, and with trolling is that option that we've got now. And I know you do a lot of the musky trolling, and actually when I started guiding muskies, it was for muskies. We didn't troll back then so much, but you know, since then, over the years, I've developed to where I do a lot. It seems like I do a lot more fishing crappies and walleyes with families and stuff. But you know, trolling is an option out there and on any lake right now to catch even panfish. So in the summertime, you know, those fish will get out there and they've got so much to eat out there that, you know, if you start trying to feed them something, it gets hard to catch them. But if you can get a responsive bite from them, and even crappies will get a responsive bite. They'll go after something, and a little number five flicker shad comes zipping past them. A lot of times they'll grab that.
There's not many fish on the flowage that can resist a flicker shad. Like, literally, if you just got some kids in the boat and you're going to drive from island to island, you know, I mean, just cast a flicker shad out, get it going about 2 miles an hour, and it's amazing what'll bite that thing out there. One of my biggest muskies I've ever caught on spider was trolling a flicker shad for walleye in the spring, and picked up a 47-inch muskie on a flicker shad.
You bet. And that new shallow flicker shad, too, I want to mention that, because that thing, and you get into them shallower areas where you're talking 6 to 7, 8 feet of water, you're not going to snag up near as quick with them, and they still work good.
That is going to be kind of, that'd be a great tool for the chip, you know, where you're doing a, you know, especially like pre-midsummer where there's a lot of walleye and stuff like that, just in that, like that 8 foot range, maybe when they start sliding into the timber before they start sliding out into those river channels and old lake beds. You know, John, something I was thinking about that I really haven't researched, because like I said, you know, me and my daughter have been kind of, you know, no school, no daycare, so it's been, I've been a part of a lot of horse weddings. I've had to marry a lot of her horses together for the last month. It's been chomping at the bit to get outside, but I haven't been thinking about, you know, what's right around the corner. And do we know what the ruling is on bait shops for opener? Like, I haven't even looked to know where we're going to be at. Like, are bait shops going to be open, do you know?
Well, that's a good question on that. Bait shops can be open if they carry, I guess, if they carry alcoholic beverages or anything. And I know that Hayward Bait and Bottle, they're open on the bottle side, on the bottle shop side. But they also have stuff in there they can get for you, whatever you need, bait and everything else. And I'm hoping that the whole store is going to be open when we get to the opening. We're just going to have to see. But technically speaking, I think they can, the bait shops can be open, because if they carry certain stuff, I mean, it's like, you know, Cabela's stores are open because they carry some food items. So that makes them be able to open up. So it's kind of a weird thing. And I think they're going to relax some of that some with this thing, from what I understand, when they extended this. But yeah, it's hard to say. We're just going to have to play it by ear and see.
Yeah, and I think, you know, hopefully common sense prevails in this whole thing. And, you know, because I was reading through what the changes are going to be for us, and it does seem to be like a lot of things are going to open, but it's going to be really limited on who can go in. And, you know, like you said, like Hayward Bait and Bottle, I know I was talking with Mike from Jenks, and I know they're selling alcohol, so I think they're going to be able to be open as well. But, like, you know, it might be as simple as like, hey, can you go grab me, you know, 2 dozen crappie minnows, and you wait at the counter and they go get them for you. I mean, hopefully guys are able to, you know, kind of work around some of this stuff. And it feels really odd right now, but we're all kind of in it. We're all in the same boat, pun intended.
You bet. You know, and the one thing I'll encourage people too is that, you know, just because it's a little more inconvenient to get something, don't think about going to buy everything from Bass Pro or something, because these local shops really need their support right now. So, you know, try to buy as much stuff as you can local, because our economy is going to take a pretty bad hit from this.
Yeah, that's, you know, something for me, like, you know, Amazon's really convenient right now, but I'm like, you know what, I can go get this at, you know, somewhere local or something like that. I mean, that's a great point, because it's going to be, it's not going to be a light switch. It's not going to be, you know, oh, it's June 1st, we're wide open for business. We're all kind of, we need to kind of support each other for the people that are able to get up here and the people that live here, and that's a really good point, John.
Well, Pete, I want to thank you for taking the time to come on here, and if somebody's looking for a muskie guide trip on flowage or something, how do they get a hold of you?
Facebook, Pete Rich Guide Service, website, Pete Rich Guide Service, are probably the simplest ways.
You bet. Okay, Pete, I want to thank you again.
Yeah, thanks, John. Thanks for the phone call.
Well, you know, that was a very interesting interview with Pete, and especially talking about the electronics and some of the things that you learn out there trolling. You know, trolling is a very good way of finding and learning more information about the lake, not to mention you catch fish doing it. So that's something you might want to think about trying. And, you know, one product I should give a little shout-out about I put on my boat here a couple of years ago is a remote throttle control. Be able to take that little kicker motor I got on the back and control the throttle speed from up by the console. It's called a Control King. As you go to find it, the information at controlking.com. That's the original remote throttle setup, and it's actually pretty inexpensive. It's like $249.95, and that's less than any of the other ones out there in the market. But it actually allows you to really dial in that speed if you're out there trolling. So there's a lot of factors when it comes to trolling. Let's talk about some spring shallow panfish things, though, first. You know, we got the opener coming up here now, and we've had the ice off now for a week or two here on a lot of lakes, and the water is starting to warm up. At some point, these panfish are going to move up shallow. And, you know, I use my electronics when they're out in that deeper water to look for them in side imaging. We talked about that before, and maybe even with Pete here a little bit. But if you don't have all that equipment, a good pair of polarized glasses. You find a good pair of polarized glasses, drop your trolling motor if you got one in the front of the boat, or even use the back one, and just cruise those shorelines, you know, and look, and pay attention to what's going on. A lot of times you'll see those fish packed up in areas, especially where you got another degree or two warmer. Watch that temperature gauge too. But if you spot a bunch of fish in an area like that, kind of remember where they're at, back off away from them, and try throwing bobbers at them and getting out there away from them. Because usually if you're in shallow like that, you get in on them, they'll spook out of there. But if you remember where they're at, you come back a little bit later, you can usually find those fish. As far as walleyes out there opener, you know, these fish are going to be, a lot of them are going to be post-spawn. And that usually means they're a little bit more aggressive. But the bigger fish, the female fish, usually are out there, maybe on them weed edges, and they're a little bit more active right toward dark and even after dark. And one thing not a lot of guys try out there is to go out there and wait till that sun goes down, catch that evening bite, and drop that trolling motor and start running those weed edges and those shallow spawning flats, the places where they were spawning just outside of them, and throwing things like shad wraps and flicker shads. You know, the flicker shad is, for me, has been a tremendous bait, and it runs a little bit deeper. Now, if you want to get into a little bit shallower water, you can try the flicker shad, shallow flicker shad. Got a smaller bill on it. That's a very effective bait, and they're not very expensive either. And, you know, there's a lot of other baits out there. I've done pretty good on the deeper weed edges with the Livingston Jerkmaster Jerk Minnows, which is long minnow bait. It makes that electronic bait fish sound, but those are good on them weed edges. But you kind of work on them weed edges during the daytime and then move up shallower as you get closer to the evening. Folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show, and I want to remind you, first of all, to go out and support some of the sponsors out there and some of our local businesses, because this COVID-19, it's been pretty hard on the economy. So kind of, if you can, you know, forget about the online buying if you can, and support your local people up here. Anyway, we're about out of time for this week. I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, you can always pick that show up on our podcast site. Go to our website, wnoradio.net. And from there, you can find links to get through to our podcast site. And it's also on Spotify. We put it up on our Facebook page. And also, there's links on the Twitter site. So lots of ways to listen to that show. And I usually try to put it up anywhere from 1 to 3 days after the time it airs during the weekend. But I want to thank you for all listening, and hope everybody stays safe out there and get ready to enjoy a great fishing opener. We'll see you again next week, folks, with another interesting show.
I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.